This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israel prisons.
Any harm that happened, that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Mossab Hassan Youssef said that the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Youssef. Youssef secretly converted to Christianity and helped the Shin Bet security service in the late 1990s and early 2000s when Hamas waged suicide bomb campaigns against Israel. He was codenamed Green Prince after the Islamist color and the fact that his father, Hassan Youssef, led Hamas in the West Bank. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. From two more hostages held by Hamas were released on Thursday. More are expected before the day is over. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Israeli leaders to respect international law as Israel wages its war against Hamas in Gaza. Blinken said Thursday the U.S. remains committed to supporting Israel's right to self-defense, but he also said it is imperative that Israel protect civilians if it starts major military operations in southern Gaza. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have sought shelter in southern Gaza after fleeing their homes in the northern part of the territory. The message aligns with the Biden administration's shifting rhetoric on the war, which began as a full-throated embrace of Israel's response to the October 7th Hamas attacks, but gradually tempered as Palestinian civilian casualties began to rise, prompting widespread criticism. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Polarizing political figure Henry Kissinger died at 100 years old on Wednesday. Here's VOA's Cindy Sain.
Kissinger established his own brand of realpolitik, basing foreign policy on what he said were practical rather than moral decisions. Kissinger did not reveal the 1969 U.S. aerial bombings of Cambodia and Laos to Congress, which escalated the Vietnam War. But it was also Kissinger who met dozens of times with Lê Duc Tho of North Vietnam to negotiate an end to the war, for which they were both awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
On the UN climate conference's first day, a fund is set up for countries hit by disasters like flood and drought. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nearly all of the world's nations finalized the creation of a fund to help compensate countries struggling to cope with loss and damage caused by climate change, seen as a major first-day breakthrough at this year's UN climate conference, as early cash started going into it. Sultan Al-Jaber, COP28's president, hailed the first decision to be adopted on day one of any COP and said his country, the United Arab Emirates, would chip in $100 million to the fund. Other countries have stepped in with big ticket commitments, including Germany, also at $100 million. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. House of Representatives could vote Friday to expel New York Republican George Santos, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The House Ethics Committee says it has amassed overwhelming evidence of lawbreaking by Santos that has been sent to the Justice Department.
I've said this many times. I'm fighting to defend myself and to dispel each and every accusation as soon as I have the opportunity.
Santos says he will not resign, and the House would be voting to expel based on allegations.
If I leave, they win. If I leave, the bullies take place. This is bullying.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calls Santos
a joke and an embarrassment and a serial fraudster.
Jeffries says Republicans knew what Santos was doing and coddled him
and play footsie with him for the better part of the year. Why? Because House Republicans needed George Santos's vote.
This would be the third expulsion effort of Santos's short tenure in Congress. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Saudi Arabia will extend a cut in the amount of oil it sends to the world after a series of reductions by members of the OPEC Plus alliance of major producing countries failed to prop up prices. That's been a good thing for U.S. drivers who have been able to fill their gas tanks for less money in recent months. But it's bad news for OPEC Plus countries whose oil income bolsters their economies. The Saudi Energy Ministry said in a statement on its website that a voluntary cut of 1 million barrels per day will stay in place.